This is Dr. Masood Shahab dictating. Patient's name is Lawrence Peruskiewicz, Peruskiewicz. Lawrence, Lawrence. Date of birth is 7/20/1934. Date of service is Mr. Peruskiewicz is a very pleasant 91-year-old male with history of orthostatic hypotension, history of atrial fibrillation, history of congestive heart failure, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of COPD, dementia, benign prostatic hypertrophy, neuropathy, insomnia, and degenerative joint disease, was brought to the emergency room with complaints of shortness of breath as well as swelling of the lower extremities as well as forearm blister after a recent fall. Patient was seen in the emergency room. Patient had a blood blister in his left elbow / forearm. He had a mechanical fall out of his wheelchair couple of days ago. He has been complaining of some shortness of breath also, as well as having lower extremity swelling. He was admitted to the hospital with congestive heart failure. Acute on chronic, as well as with multiple blisters and bruises, this had his post fall. His BNP was elevated, chest x-ray showed a small bilateral pleural effusion with pulmonary edema. He was given IV Lasix. Eyes and nose were being monitored. Echocardiogram was ordered. His blister in the forearm was drained. X-ray negative for any acute fracture. His anticoagulation was held. CT head was negative for any acute intracranial process. CT spine was also negative for any traumatic injury. No acute fractures were seen. Physical and occupational therapy were consulted. Patient was doing better. His Eliquis was held. He was continuing on his other medications. He was subsequently doing better and was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he states that he's been feeling well. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, does complaints of feeling weak. He denies any other complaints. His echocardiogram did reveal an ejection fraction of 45%. Otherwise, he was stable. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, orthostatic hypotension, atrial fibrillation, congestive heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, hypothyroidism, COPD, dementia, neuropathy, benign prostatic hypertrophy, chronic insomnia, and degenerative joint disease, and dementia. Past surgical history unknown. Social history is quit smoking long time ago, alcohol none. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation. He does have history of CHF with reduced ejection fraction, history of orthostatic hypotension, and history of atrial fibrillation. Respiratory system, he does complain of shortness of breath, history of cough. He does have history of COPD, denies any pain with deep inspiration. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints, he does have history of BPH. Musculoskeletal, he does complaints of joint pains, history of recent fall. Neurological, he denies any history of TIA or CVA, no history of seizures, he complains of generalized weakness, no focal weakness in the arms or legs. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed, as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities, one plus bleeding edema, both lower extremities. Neurological examination, patient awake, alert, but somewhat confused, moving all four extremities, no focal deficit. Impression, number one, generalized debility, next, acute and chronic congestive heart failure, next, history of fall, next, multiple blood blisters on the arm. Next, atrial fibrillation. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, chronic anemia. Next, thrombocytopenia. Next, neuropathy. Next, dementia. Next, BPH. Next, DJD. Next, insomnia. Treatment plan, patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, encourage him to eat better, will monitor his progress, he will follow up with hematology as well as cardiology, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.
You know what husband's doing right now?